Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to My One Number. Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. This is the Wake Up Jacob radio show, coming to you live from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in to our program. For we know that the reason you have tuned in is because of your great fear and love towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, and the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained me to bring you this word of Yahweh, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Israel. And that's what we're going to do today, or tonight rather. And welcome again to our refitted broadcast, Wake Up Jacob radio show here at the House of Israel of Cincinnati during our weekly teaching series in Amore Isha Yisrael. And today, or tonight rather, we're going to deal with Yah's name. And you can call in and ask questions or make comments if you have any pertaining to our program. And the number you can call is 720-740-9419. You can also type in your questions on our YouTube and Facebook chats. Again, the Wake Up Jacob radio show is purposed to bring the word of Yahweh to give you the foundational truths that you need to know to be raised up and be restored. For that's what the Most High said would be part of his servant's mission, to restore the preserved of Israel, to wake up the tribes or raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Israel. And so on our program, our aim is to give you foundational wisdom, understanding, and knowledge so that you can be raised up, woke up, and restored. And today we're going to deal with Yah's name. And again, if you have any questions, because we take questions on this program, 720-740-9419. That's 720-740-9419. And you can call us up and ask your questions, or you can type them in and ask your questions. But let's go to the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter, the first, or we'll read verse 4. Who has ascended up to heaven, up into heaven, or descended, who has gathered the wind in his fist, who has bound the waters in a garment, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou can tell? And so this is the question. What is the name of the one that ascended into heaven or descended, that bound up the waters in his fist, who has bound up the waters in a garment, who has established all the ends of the earth? And so we do teach about this Elohim who has established all the ends of the earth. And we know that many people refer to the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea by a particular name. But no, many of us are not in agreement on this name. For instance, if you look in the book of Zechariah, in the book of Zechariah, We'll go to the 14th chapter. And in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 6 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to Yahweh, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light, and it shall be in that day that the living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea, in summer and in winter shall it be. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one." Which means what? There is a time that his name isn't one because they don't call on him in one name. For instance, in the book of Zephaniah, the 3rd chapter, in the 8th verse reads, "Therefore wait ye upon me, saith Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of Yahweh, to serve him with one consent." So you see, there's a situation in which Yahweh isn't being called on in one consent. Yahweh's name isn't one among the people. And that is because Yahweh's people have forgotten him. And so his name has been distorted. If you even look in the book of Psalms, the 83rd division, it says in Psalms 83, "Keep not silence, O Elohim. Hold not your peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult." "And they that hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against your hidden ones. They have said, Come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent, they are confederate against thee." And what is the name of Israel that is in no more in remembrance? Not only do we not know who we are, the mass majority of us, but we definitely are in low supply of remembrance of the Creator's name. Many times I'll hear and see people understand and say, "Yeah, I'm an Israelite." But even among Israelites, the people that say they're the children of Israel, they don't know the name of Yah or agree on what is the name of Yah. What is his name? And why is this important, to know the name of the Creator? Well, if you go to the book of Joel, the book of Joel, in the 2nd chapter of Joel, in Joel, the 2nd chapter, verse 29, it says, or 20. Let's just go over to verse 32 to get right to it. It says, "And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Yah has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call. So whoever is going to call on the name of Yah shall be delivered. But what if you don't call his name? How will you receive deliverance? You're not calling on his name. Even in the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, it reads in Isaiah 52, verse 5. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yah, that my people are taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yah. And my name continually every day is blasphemed. So we understand that Yahweh's name is being misrepresented greatly in these times. But how are you to know who our Creator's name is? What is his name? Because if you know his name, then you will know where his word comes from. For instance, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, the 15th verse reads, Yah your Elohim will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him shall you listen, according to all that you desired of Yah your Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yah my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yah said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall come to pass that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, will I require it of him. So it's very important that we know the name of Yah, because someone will come in the name of a deity, and we need to know that it is not a false deity. For instance, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, it reads in the first verse, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, whereof he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other Elohim, which you have not known, and let us serve them. Meaning, someone has came to you in some other name and done some wonder or miracle or sign in the name of another deity and said, now let's go serve this deity. The Creator is letting you know, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim proves you, meaning he's testing you, to know whether you love Yahweh thy Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. Thou shalt walk after Yah thy Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and thou shalt serve him and cleave unto him. So therefore, if someone does come in the name of someone else other than Yah, then you're not to listen to them. But if today our people and many people say, oh, he's called by many names. Well, if he's called by many names, then why didn't he say he's called by many names? But yet, there's only one name that Yah wants you to refer to him as, and is not many names. And to know this name is to understand when a prophet, a messenger, comes and speaks this word. For instance, in the book of Exodus, the third chapter. And what are we showing you? We're showing you the name of Yah, Yah's name. Just to know who he is, we can get deeper into Yah's name, more expansive into Yah's name, but first you got to know what his name is. In the book of Exodus, the third chapter, verse 13 says, "And Moses said unto Elohim, Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The Elohim of thy fathers has sent me to you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And Elohim said unto Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And Elohim said, Moreover, to Moshe, to Moses, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Yaakov has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations." So his name is Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Yaakov. This is his name. So if somebody comes to you in the name of someone else, you now know they're not talking about the Creator. And Yahweh will reveal unto his servants his secrets in his name. And his servants will come to you in his name. But you have to know that this is his name. For instance, in the book of Psalms, the 68th chapter. And again, if you have any questions, you can type them or call up. The phone number is 720-740-9419, or type your questions. We're taking your questions. And Psalm 68 and 4 reads, "Sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him." This is why we can all come together and agree on the name of Yah. People pronounce his name as Yehoah, Yahweh, Yehovah, Yahweh. But one thing we can all agree on is Yah. Even in the book of Isaiah, the 12th chapter, it reads in verse 2, "Behold, Elohim is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yah." You see, it just says Yah. Yahweh is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Yah is his name. If you don't know the proper way to read the Hebrew, you read it Yahweh, or you read it Yehoah, or you read it Yehovah, or you read it Yahweh, maybe you're saying it right, maybe you're not saying it right. But one thing we know we are saying is Yah. And you'll see the scriptures sanctify this Yah, meaning it says it all by itself. Yah. Behold, Elohim is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yah. Yeah, just Yah. Ride, sing praises unto him and extol him who rides upon the heavens by his name, Yah. Even in the book of Isaiah, I believe I want the 26th chapter, in verse 4, it says, trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yah, Yahweh is everlasting strength. Yes, so again, the name Yah is set apart also because Yah is his name. We don't have to disagree on who he is and what to call him, because we know that we have been taught the ways of the heathen, and the way we speak is variant. But Yahweh gave all these names that we call him one commonality, and that is Yah. So say you call him Yahweh. What is his name, though? Yah. Say you call him Yahweh. What is his name? Yah. Say you call him Yahweh. What is his name? Yah. Say you call him Yahweh. What is his name? Yah. Say you call him Yahquah. What is his name? Yah. Say you call him Yahawaha. What is his name? Yah. You see, in the scriptures, verify this Yah. As we say, who is this Yah? He's the Elohim of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. You can't go wrong with Yah, which is what we all call him, that serve him, and that know him by the name of Yah. Let me show you the truth about pronunciations because of different tongue, I should say. The way we speak, we have different pronunciations. And if you go to the book of Judges, we even went to the book of Judges, and we're going to go to a scripture where they pronounce the name of a certain place in differently. And while I look up that scripture, I want you to also, we got a question, and someone asked a question, the email address to request the study guide. So yes, we have the study guides out, and you can either go to our website, worldgatheringisrael.org, and download it, or you can email us at hoycincy@gmail.com. That's hoycincy@gmail.com. And you'll be able to request the study guide, and we'll send it right off to you. And I'm still looking for that scripture, but I'll have to move on. I can't remember the exact scripture where, but this is what I'll explain it to you. There was a battle, a war between the tribes of Israel. And in order to understand who was for who, the code word was Shibboleth. But some couldn't pronounce Shibboleth the way the others could. So if they knew they were not with their, they knew they weren't allies if they pronounced Shibboleth wrong or differently than their allies. And this became a marker or a sign that you was with one side or the other. And what does this let you know? These were Israelites of the same nation, Israel, but they had different dialect. One says Shibboleth, the other says Shibboleth. And we knew, oh, they're not with us. So that doesn't mean Yahweh has different names, but it is understandable that we say it differently, especially because we have learned it from different sources. If you have learned the Hebrew so-called language from Jewish people or European Jews who speak a lot of Yiddish, you might have learned it. You pronounce the name of Yah by saying Yahweh with a V. If you learn Hebrew from Jewish people, they might pronounce it Yehovah or Yehoah or Yahweh. And you might have heard it pronounced Yahweh. Now, who is right out of all those? Well, the Most High doesn't want you to wrestle over, is it Yehovah, Yahweh, or Yahweh? Just call him Yah, because the scriptures call him Yah, and we can call him Yah. But we do know that Yahweh will come to his servants in his name and reveal his secrets. And what is the name that his servants call him that these secrets are revealed? For instance, if you go to the book of Psalms, and it's a foundational understanding that the name of the Creator is Yah. This is the one we call on. This is the one we call for salvation, Yah. You won't see where he's called the Christ of the New Testament or anything else. Somebody sent that scripture in for me. I appreciate that. And let's quickly go there. It's Judges, the 12th chapter. Judges, the 12th chapter, the 6th verse. It reads, we'll start at the 5th verse. And the Gileadites took the passages of the Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so that when those Ephraimites, which were escaped, said, "Let me go over," that the men of Gilead said to him, "Where are you? Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said, "No," then they said to him, "Say now Shibboleth." And he said, "Shibboleth," for he could not establish to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passages of the Jordan. And there fell at that time the Ephraimites 40,000. And why? Because they had a different pronunciation. And they were all Israelites. But one said Shibboleth, and the other said Shibboleth. And so we can understand we can pronounce things differently. But one thing you're not pronouncing differently is Yah. That's a basic sound. Babies make it. Yah, 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 yah. It's a basic sound. Yah. Yah, this word Yah, believe it or not, is spoken in the beginning of Genesis when it's because the root of this word means existence. So when it says, "Let there be light," in Hebrew, it's saying, Hayah, be or become, light, Hayah Or, the Hebrew. So this word Yah was even used for creation. Why? Because it's the word that represents life. The Adam's wife's name is not really Eve, it's Hawa. And it comes from this word Chaya. The word life is Kaya. So you have this word Yah, which Yah made his name because he is the fountain of living waters. But in Psalms 25 and 14, it reads, the secret of Yah is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So Yahweh will let you know his name by his servants, by the ones that fear him. They're going to come in his name. Even go to the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter, just to show you the importance of this name Yah. In Jeremiah, the second chapter, verse 12 reads, be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be ye very desolate, save Yahweh. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. You see what I'm saying? He is the fountain of living waters. He is life. Yah. For instance, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 15th verse, or I should say, yeah, the 15th verse. No, let's start at the 19th verse. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou may love Yah, your Elohim, and that thou may obey his voice, and that thou may cleave unto him. For he is your life. He is your life and the length of your days. And this word, Yah, means to become, to exist. That's what it means. So it's no oddity that he would say his name is Yah. Even though you'll read where it says Yahweh multiple times, you'll still see where he calls himself Yah. And this is his name. Yah, Yahweh, is what he says. He even said that if we go back to Exodus, the third chapter. It's not that we're reading anything inconsistent. In Exodus, the third chapter, the 14th verse, it says, and Elohim said unto Moses, and this is how it reads in Hebrew, Eyah Asher Eyah. And he said unto him, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Eyah has sent me to you. And moreover, Elohim said to Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh. So Yah or Yah, Yah, Yahweh is his name. That is his name. And he said this is his name forever. Even in the book of Psalms, the 83rd division, in Psalms 83, It says in verse 18, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Yah, are the most high over all the earth. His name is Yah, Yahweh. And we cannot get confused with who he is. For Yahweh is the only Elohim, and this is his name. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, because there's no other name that he gave to be saved by. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 10th verse reads, "You are my witnesses, saith Yah," not saith Christ or Muhammad, but saith Yahweh, "and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh. Besides me, there is no Savior." So Yah is the only Savior. Yah is your life. Yah is the fountain of living waters. What else is Yah? Since they want to apply these other deities to various things, but in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 1 reads, "Behold, give ear, O heaven, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, in the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of Yahweh." See, this is Moses. What name did Moses call him? He called him Yah, Yahweh. "Ascribe you greatness to our Elohim. He is the rock," not Christ, not the Muslim God or whoever else. They even worship at a rock in Islam. But Yah is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, an Elohim of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. So we're dealing with Yah, Yahweh, the only Elohim, the only one. This is his name. But what is his son's name if thou can tell? And that's what we'll get into next week. But if you have any questions you would like to ask in our final moments, you can call us or you can text them in on our chat reel on YouTube or Facebook. And the number to call is 720-740-9419. Or you can ask the question. And we just want to establish the name of Yah. That's why we call on Yah. Because he's your Savior. He's your only Elohim. He's your rock. And he's your shield. And there is none else besides the Most High. For instance, look in the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter. And once you have these foundational understandings in your heart, then you can start dealing with more laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. Last week, we taught on the scriptures of truth. You have to know the word of the Most High is the scriptures of truth. And now, the scriptures of truth is brought to you by Yah, Yahweh Elohim. Now you know that these scriptures are the truth, and now you know who establishes this truth. And in Malachi, the third chapter, the sixth verse reads, I am Yahweh. I change not. Therefore, thou sons of Jacob are not consumed. Meaning he's not going to change. His name is Yah, and that's what it has been, and that's what it will be. Even if you look in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, it reads in verse 22, look unto me and be ye saved, all of the earth, for I am Elohim and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness, and in strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And who are they swearing to? Yahweh, the Elohim. And we do have a caller, so I'm going to go to our caller right now. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air, hallelujah. Shalom, you're on the air, hallelujah. Can you hear me? Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. All right. I guess they fell off. We'll see if they'll call back.
Give me a second. You can't call us back.
See, they called us back, so let me see if we can get them on the line here. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, you on the air?
Oh, shalom, shalom, Lorraine. How are you?
Doing well. Praise God.
Yes, I was calling. This is Soraya. This is something that I basically have been dealing with the whole time that I've become, you know, coming to the knowledge is with Almighty Yah's name. Now, I know the scriptures, like all the Bibles practically that I've used, it has, you know, it has the wrong name, like Jah or whatever, and I know it's supposed to be Yah. But what I wanted to know, I was given, I prayed when I first started getting familiar with Hebrew Israelites and who I am and who Almighty Yah is. I prayed about the name. I prayed to the Father. I wanted to know because I had been a Jehovah's Witness for almost 30 years. And I come to understand that wasn't his correct name, but I wanted to be sure. And I had heard of Yahweh. And I asked the Father to tell me his name. So I had not a dream, but something like a vision. And the name I was given was Yahuwah. And I was so shook up on that, I said, oh, I must be losing my mind because I ain't never heard that. And I wasn't even going to speak on that name or anything. For 3 months, I didn't. But then I heard some information where some of our people were using Yahuwah. But what I wanted to know is, that's why I use Yah all the time, because where do the way come from with Yah? I haven't seen. I come to realize what I was thinking is since I've been with you all, with the House of Israel of Cincinnati, Almighty Yah is definitely giving you this knowledge, this deeper understanding of his word. And I look at the fact that that's the name you use, Yahweh. But about 2 weeks ago, I was listening to one of the praise sessions. And when it came up about, I can't remember exactly what date it was, but about Eddie Murphy had put out a song. We all know it. It had nothing to do. He was saying jaw, which is not the same as y'all. You explained that, and I understood that well. But there was a song played, and I came in at the end, almost the end of it. There was a song you played, and the praises were to Yahuwah. So my question is Yahuwah and Yahweh, is that the same? Are they the same?
Praise the mighty Yah. No, they're not the same. In the sense that they are the same pronunciation. But our people say
the name of Yah differently.
And so you hear Yahweh, Yahuwah,
because we've been taught different ways to say his name.
But we all agree on Yah,
which is what we call him.
So we don't teach that Yahuwah is wrong or Yahweh is wrong.
But we do teach that his name is Yah.
Because we do know that's what Yah said in the scriptures.
But Yah also revealed these things that we teach in the name of Yahweh.
And that's why we call him Yahweh.
But for the sake of unity and knowing that God said that his name is not one at the moment.
But there is one name that we all call him,
and that is Yah.
Yes, sir. And that I had spoken to Marae Ishaya once about this as well, and I just like he said, I think the safest thing for me, I just refer to him as Yah, and that way I can't go wrong.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Praise Almighty Yah.
Praise Almighty Yah.
Shalom.
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 Well, praise Almighty Yah.
It's a little bit of an echo.
But we'll get that straight. And we are running down. The time is running low. But we do have another question online, I see. I want to make sure that was a question and not a statement. And it says, Zephaniah 3:9, will Yahweh cause us to be able to speak our true language immediately, as he did when he confounded the people and gave them a new language in Babel, or will we have to study this Yiddish? And in Zephaniah, the 3rd chapter, the 9th verse, it says that he will turn to the people a pure language, and that we should call on Yahweh with one consent. And this language, this pure language that this pure language is the language of his law. That's the pure language that he's turning to us, the law. And then you'll be able to call on him with one consent. People, is not Yiddish. Of course, it's not Yiddish or Semitic Hebrew or whatever they call it. The pure language is one consent that we can all call on Yah with one consent. And you can't call on Yah with one consent if you're not speaking the language of the law of the Most High. Because look what it says even in the book of Zechariah. The 8th chapter. Zechariah the 8th chapter, the 23rd verse reads, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, in those days shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is Yehudanite, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you.
Yeah, all languages. So there's various languages, but there's a pure language. And how do you know this is the law? Because what does it say in Proverbs, the 30th chapter? In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 reads, every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And there you have it. What did he say? Every word of Elohim is pure. And what else is going to be a pure language but the word of Yahweh, our Elohim? So this is this pure language that we're going to be dealing with. And Yah is showing us his pure language today. So praise the mighty Yah. Beautiful contributions. I really appreciate them coming in, the calls coming in. I've been coming on for a few weeks now, and I'm glad y'all are getting into one in the call, and that's good, and also typing in your questions and comments. We want you all to be involved in this program. It's structured for your understanding so you can get to that next level. So praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. And we'll return to you all tomorrow, where we have another round of activity to praise the mighty Yah from HOY Cincy in the morning and evening. And Nothing But the Truth airing at 7 o'clock. Maurya Shia will begin teaching on the study guide, the book of Genesis, dealing with these 12 generations, which is very important to understanding the word of the Creator. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
Killing each other, cops killing up. Hell is going on these days. All my people on one stage. educated for a wicked way. Lord of wonders, so we give a praise. Who by people take them in the cave? That's up a nation, one of them is great. The white supremacy that's wicked day. Existing, we ain't don't know her name. Hey, they hate, sex, and kill the shame. Blacks in America, all the pain. You never make it, you don't know the game. I'm gonna point it out, but you know the aim. Once you know the truth, then you won't be changed. Which is the gospel, we got the gospel. Tell the truth, they'll keep it honest. Red is a poor man, not the any people, but no, nigga, not you. The fire shit was real cool. I'm gonna pick it up for all that, take a rock to. Won't be assassinated, nigga, that's it. Look at the truth, right?